We all have multiple personalities. One is delusional. We are in the midst of the drink your food challenge. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what will happen. What spiritual, what intellectual, what personality issues will be driven up. Here is what I am getting: people find themselves in the gap. The gap between who they think they are, and who they are proven to be by the challenge. This article from 2018 will shed a lot of light on what's going on. If your attitude is that you want to become the best you can be, this will be an instructive article. If your attitude is that you don't want to see the truth about yourself, then you'll quit. You'll never move from the gap. Will be miserable till the last day of your life. And remain unhappy in the same. Okay, here is the two selves aka self-esteem article. We all have at least two distinct and recognizable selves that we switch back and forth between. In this article we'll look at intelligence, but we could also look at the character, the attitude, the moral fortitude of the selves. But because I look at the world through the frame of smart and stupid, and only secondarily through loyal/disloyal, I'll write this article on the intelligence level of your two selves. Now, let me start with a statement: there is nothing wrong with being stupid. As long as you know and embrace that you are stupid. Charlie in Flowers for Algernon knew he was stupid, he had no delusions, and he did whatever and whatever much he could to increase his knowledge, which didn't change his IQ, but changed what he could do in the world. I don't care how stupid or smart you are, as long as you increase what you can do in the world. We call that growth, learning. In 1996 I had a turning point. I was almost 50 years old, and finally I decided to deal with my stupidity, once and for all. I am dyslexic, which is an abnormal brain development in the womb. I see things that are not the way I see them. And, alas, I also don't have a lot of social savvy. I say things other people wouldn't say. They may think it, but would know it is not politically correct to actually say it. Dyslexia has caused a lot of trouble in my life, especially in my early childhood. They, my family, labeled me stupid. When I decided to get a driver's license at age 30, my parents were protesting, "You'll kill people," they said. They never saw any of my accomplishments, only the stupid little girl. And I had a lot of remarkable accomplishments. In 1996 I finally owned it, embraced it, and started to grow as a person. I created new habits, and worked on them. Like the psych guy, I practiced noticing things accurately. I practiced looking twice or three times. I practiced slowing down, so I have time to see. And, very important, I started to welcome mistakes, my mistakes, and asked why or how or what did I miss all the time. Then I started to observe other people's mistakes and ask the same questions. I didn't know about the two distinct selves of all people, so people's mistakes were incredibly jarring to me. So coaching people, teaching people who won't get it, or won't do the work is the worst job anyone can have. Recently I discovered these two selves. The actual self that knows what it knows and does what it does. And the precious I self, that you puffed up and thus it is delusional. The further off reality the delusional self is, the more mistakes you'll make, and the less you'll learn. I call it the gap. The gap that if you cannot bridge it, you remain a dunce who fancies himself very smart. Very capable. But in fact you are a dunce. Oh, and very unhappy with the world for not giving you your worth and money, praise, and love. I am talking about everyone. I include myself. If you think you know, you won't look. If you don't look, you cannot see. You know that one of my products, the Water Energizer, is something that can bring you out of scarcity thinking, from survival mode in life. Survival mode will manifest differently in different soul corrections. Some will whine, hide, avoid. Some will steal, lie, use, grab. Because it feels like there is not enough. And they feel that unless they do what they do they won't live. And scarcity suggests that unless you get all that money, all that love, all that thin body, you are nothing, you cannot be happy. So scarcity tosses you to the desire trap, the desire merry-go-round, pursuing things that look like the fix. But when you increase your cell hydration, suddenly you don't need all that. The desire level drops, and you can actually live, instead of suffer for not having whatever you are pursuing. It can be health, wealth, status, sex, or other pleasure. So the number one thing anyone benefits from is to pull themselves out of scarcity, pull themselves out of survival, by hydrating the cells. But the delusional self, that doesn't even try to understand, doesn't have the capacity to understand how it works. So it interferes. Okay, I'll explain simply how the water energizing works. You play the audio at the loudest setting to the water through a thin, membrane-like container wall. The audio resonates the container wall, and passes on the energy vibration to the water. The water suddenly turns coherent at 653 vibration. It takes a long time to get to 653. 48 hours generally. The vibration can pass on something else with entrainment. You put coherent and energizable water on two sides of a thin membrane, and the higher vibration water entrains the lower vibration water to itself. If you put smaller bottles of coherent water into your larger container, they start entraining your larger body of water. The two waters need to be separated only by a thin membrane, no air. You need to start with water that is energizable to 653. Most waters cannot be made coherent. Dissolved solids are the biggest issue, but impurities, like dirt, also prevent the water from getting coherent. Well, water has dissolved solids, mostly washed in from the surface, and also dirt. Most tap waters can be purified with a simple two-step process, removing the sediments, and removing certain gases and other toxins. Filters that add chemicals render the water dead, the audio, or even me personally, won't be able to make it coherent. All store-bought waters have chemicals and other bad stuff. Because of processing, the treatment of spring waters renders the water dead. Boiling doesn't remove the chemicals. Distillation destroys the water's ability to become coherent again. So here are the elements: energizable water plus thin membrane plus the audio played to the water through the thin membrane for 26.5 hours. Here are a few examples of failed energizing because of user error. Mistake 1, your container is not a thin membrane. It is thick molded glass. It will not resonate. Mistake 2, your headset is over air, not on the container facing the water. Mistake 3, you don't play the audio. You just think you do. Or the audio is on low volume. Mistake 4, your starting water is not energizable. If your source water was good for a long time, but there was dark side period, or snow melting, or storms, your water will not be good and can't be made coherent again. My experience is that students who deal with stuff, machines, for example, are a lot smarter because they have some common sense. They are more anchored in reality. Students who work with computers, or numbers, or talk a lot are dumber in the ways of the world. Cooking also puts you in touch with real stuff. Maybe even gardening. But if your aspiration is to be considered intellectual and you are not, your delusional self will run your life and you'll never experience the success as a person who deals with real stuff. Because your delusional self will discount it. Now, here is a twist. Some people's delusional self is stupid. The common teaching is that the higher your self-esteem, i.e. your delusional self, the better you'll do at life. But according to my experience and observation, the opposite is true. The millionaires and billionaires I have tested, I have not found one, not even one, who had a delusional self that was smarter than their actual self. Doesn't make sense, does it? But if you could look again, if, I said, you could see that people who have a nagging doubt about their capacities will look more carefully, will work harder, and will do a lot less of I know mistakes. They succeed in spite, or maybe because of their low self-esteem, while high self-esteem people fail, falter, muck up because of their high, delusional, self-esteem. They fail to consider that they need to work, look, observe, think. Here is a question that you didn't think to ask, and none of those mindset teachers that bought into this crap. Who is happier, someone with high self-esteem or someone with low? The surprising answer is, the people with high self-esteem will not be happy. Because their results will never accurately return proof that in fact they are smart. The other interesting tidbit is this: people with a low self-esteem, whose delusional self is not as capable as they really are, have a smaller gap between the two selves' capacities, about 10%. Whereas people with the high self-esteem racket have as much as 60 to 70 to 90% gap. Now, why did I say that high self-esteem is a racket? Because a racket is a structure, a construct, where you have a complaint and a fixed attitude. The complaint of high self-esteem people is that they do not get as much results as they feel entitled to get. And the fixed attitude is that they never actually think it has anything to do with them. In my work with people, this is the first area where I need to alter the balance. I need the delusional self. If it is high, go lower, much lower. So far, this has been the hardest thing for me to achieve any results in. P.S. Self-esteem and self-confidence are not even similar. Self-confidence you earned. Self-esteem is imaginary. Watch this video on self-esteem. It's excellent.